All right, welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott, head coach of the Huntington North Vikings. Coach, let me start. Congratulations on a big win Friday evening.
Well, thank you. It was a much-needed win. Our kids have been working hard all season, but had a couple tough losses, the games that we were in, but they're still losses, and it just winning helps solve a lot of things. And our kids played extremely well, and hopefully looking now forward to a better week of practice. Not that last week was bad, but you're just, you know, we get the kids together on Saturday morning to do film and donuts and talk, and you know, there's obviously a big difference when you come into the locker room with a win versus a loss. And so it was just so nice to watch the kids play and compete and get after it. And they're a fun team to watch.
Now, as you get ready for this week's game, it is homecoming. Are there any extra distractions or motivation that comes into play when you prepare for a homecoming week game?
Obviously, with this being my first year here, I don't know all of the traditions and things, but I've always told our players our main job is for homecoming week is to win the homecoming game. And so I know there's some activities during the week. There's a powder puff games on Wednesday night, and maybe some other activities, and it's the crowning of the king and queen, and we'll go in halftime, make the adjustments we need with the cow. But I know it's a big week for our school, the student body, and the community, but our focus has to be on the game itself and doing everything we can to make sure everybody has a celebration after the game.
Well, let's not jump ahead yet. Let's take a look back at your win at Belmont. Big win for you guys. You mentioned that a couple of tough losses in a row. What's it do for the psyche of a team after a couple of tough losses to come back and win big like that?
I think it's just hard. You know, we ask our kids to be very passionate in everything that they choose to do, and the coaches are the same way. And so, you know, those losses hurt. I know in an earlier show you and I talked about, is there such thing as a moral victory? And the losses sting a lot more than the wins are sweet for me. And so I know a lot of our kids feel the same way. So to be able to come out and compete like we did and get after them early was good. We scored first, but then they came back on their second play after we scored with a halfback toss pass, and we bid on it, and they score a touchdown on it. And now all of a sudden we do block the extra point. Jackson Holzinger blocked the extra point. We're up 7-6. So, you know, for the second week in a row, we gave up a big play early the week before the game started with a kickoff return for a touchdown by Columbia City. And now early we give up this big one, but our kids didn't panic. You know, we just came back, got the ball back, and marched down the field and scored again. And so it's nice to see I guess I'll call it the growth and evolution of our maturity, not to panic and truly buying into the mantra of the most important play is the next play.
Well, let's talk about on the offensive side of the ball a little bit. What did you like? What did you not like? And who kind of stood out for you on the offensive side of the ball in the win over Belmont?
It was interesting. You know, the final score was 56-13, and we only had 38 offensive plays. That went for 356 yards. So obviously, our yards per play was extremely high Friday night. You know, we had another weekend where we did not have any turnovers, which is outstanding. Had a few procedure penalties that we've got to clean up, but we were playing more kids up front on the offensive line. I'm trying to create some depth and had some injuries. So Preston Burcham got his first start as a, not only as a varsity player, but as an offensive lineman. He started the year off working linebacker. He had a lot of quickness to our offensive line. Darren Feierstein was a sophomore that got his first varsity start. And he brings a lot of size to our offensive line. So to get those guys in there and get them experience and not miss a beat, I think is huge for development, not only as a team, but for our program. When you can play some guys that haven't played before, we just kept on going. You know, we had several guys score. Devin Newcomb had two rushing touchdowns. Jackson Holzinger had a rushing touchdown. Garrett Johnson, who's ran well for us this year, got his first varsity touchdown of his career. Trying to think, we had a passing touchdown. We were 2-for-2 in the passing game. Reed Johnson hit Cameron Faust for his first, I think his first varsity receiving touchdown of his career. I'm just trying to think. We had this isn't necessarily offense, but I guess to be honest, you got to call it an offense. Devin Newcomb returned a punt for a touchdown, and Jackson Holzinger returned a kickoff for a touchdown to start the third quarter. And so, to me, those are offensive weapons, and we've always kind of looked at punt return and kick return as offensive plays within the special teams. And then I know Nate Elliott, a freshman, wrapped it up with a touchdown late. I hope I got all the touchdowns in there. But, you know, everybody contributed, and I got a chance to carry the ball and do things. And like I said, it's good when you can have that many people involved and not have a turnover.
Yeah, when you have to sit there and try to remember who all scored touchdowns, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And to be honest, you know, maybe our parents and our fans don't understand this, but my mind doesn't work in making sure who's got what and that. It's all a matter of when I'm on the sideline during a game, I'm focused on what the defense is presenting to us, and then we're going to attack that area. And so, you know, we do try to make sure we try to keep balance on carries, especially with our offense being up-tempo as fast as it is. We do have a coach on the sidelines kind of keeping, I guess, a baseball term, a pitch count, that we don't want our backs getting too many carries early in a game or for overall a game. The first time that I went to this offense, our left halfback or our what we would call the old tailback in the I formation, I mean, what we're doing, had 32 carries. And we just thought, boy, that's a lot to have. And so, you know, over a period of a season, that'd be over 300 carries. And that just takes a toll on a young man's body. So we try to rotate through guys to keep everybody balanced and fresh. And so we've been able to do that. I think that's good for everybody. It motivates them to work hard in practice, knowing they're going to have an opportunity to have a shot. And so our guys have handled that really well.
Well, okay, we looked at the offensive side of the ball. You know, when you're out there, you only give up 13 points. The defense has got to be doing something right too. So what'd you like from the defensive side of the ball, and maybe what you need to work on even in a big win like that?
I thought our kids got to the ball really well, and I thought we had some physical punishing tackles on their guys, and their rushing yards was pretty much nil. The interesting thing was it's an option football team, and we gave up 200 yards passing for the game. That is obviously something that we're not happy about. But that first pass for a touchdown, which was a kind of a rocket toss pass that the halfback pulled the ball down and threw over the top, that's on me. As the head coach, we didn't really prepare for that during the week. You've got to know that that's part of what option teams do. And then they also ran a post wheel on us that we didn't cover real well, that they got a lot of yards on. They didn't score on that drive. But those are things that we need to clean up and make sure that we're focused and dialed in every play. But those things are on me because I didn't make sure that we covered those during the week and had our kids prepared for that. But we definitely took away the things that they truly wanted to do. And that's going to be our game plan on defense every week. But I think if people come and start watching our defense. They understand we're going to try to be fast and fly to the ball. You know, we're not the biggest guys out there when you look at a defense, when you start looking at our D linemen, but they fly to the ball. We don't have a starting, I'm not for sure that we've got a 200 pounder on our defense. And so that's okay. We're going to be aggressive and we're going to get downhill and get to the ball. And we've got to continue to get better of getting a lot of people to the ball. I know there was one of our kickoffs that did not make it to the end zone. And on the tackle, we had 7 white shirts on the tackle. And that's everybody just gets excited and pumped up when you got that many people hustling and flying to the ball. And my assumption would be that return guy didn't appreciate 7 guys putting him into the ground. But for us, it helps get us going. And we're getting much better each week with our defense.
Our trick play something, unless you see it on tape, is that something that you prepare for?
We need to do it better. I always try to make sure to cover some of those on what we might think they'll do. One of the things that is a little bit tough with being the first year here, not knowing all the schools and competing against them in the past, to know what some of their trick plays might be. And you know, some coaches are more trick play oriented, others aren't. And so you learn to do that. But yes, we would like to make sure that we're covering those concepts during the week. And like I said, I did not do a good job with that this week. So we'll try to make sure that as we prepare for DeKalb, we make sure to cover kind of those scenarios. You know, we were playing a lot of man-to-man concept and just letting our front 8 come after it and go. And that means our back 3's really got to be focused in and dialed into their guys. And we just we lost focus on a couple plays, and they were able to connect. So that's a credit to them. And we'll find a way to get better. They didn't score their 2nd touchdown until we were in the 4th quarter with a running clock. And so, we have a lot of guys on the field at that time that does not get a lot of varsity experience. So we're okay with that. That's a learning process and gives our guys a chance to reward them and keep them motivated to work hard during the week in practice when they're out there playing. And that's another nice thing about Friday night is getting a lot of everybody got playing time and everybody feels good on the bus ride home. And then getting up on Saturday morning knowing that they got varsity experience.
Who's your player of the game and why?
This week we're going to go with Devin Newcomb. Devin has had an outstanding season for us. And, you know, he's a guy that's very talented and gets a lot of, if you want to call it ink or press release stuff. He's been very good. And this night he was exceptionally good. They said he had 2 rushing touchdowns. I think he had 10 carries for 108 yards. And then he had a big punt return for a touchdown and had a couple other punt returns for some big yardage. After he had his punt return for a touchdown, they didn't want to punt to him. So they were punting it out of bounds with short punt nets. And so he's just a weapon and has worked really hard and very deserving to be our player of the game this week.
If you're just joining us, that you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He's the man you want to hear from, Coach Bob Prescott, head coach of the Huntington North Vikings. All right, we got a good win under our belt. Now we're heading into homecoming week. You got DeKalb heading south to Craig Baum Field. What are you going to see from DeKalb on the offensive side of the ball?
They are in some aspects similar to East Noble in the way they set up some of their formations, but they are much more run oriented than what East Noble was. They're going to be physical. They've got a fast running back. They've got a quarterback that transferred in from Wawa C that really helps them. Not only as a runner, but does a great job passing. They were in a heck of a ball game last week with Columbia City and held on to win 20-17 at Columbia City. And so, you know, we've got a chance to Take a look at their last two games, East Noble and Columbia City. And those are two schools that we've played. And so we feel like there's some matchups. They will be very physical on both sides of the ball. And so, you know, part of it's going to, we've got to do a better job defensively, making sure on the back end we've got things covered. And then they've got a big tight end. It's like 6'1", 235 that'll create some problems feeling the edge against our guys. So we've got to make sure we take to that into account. But we've just got to fly to the ball on defense and try to limit big plays. And then, you know, as we go back and look, especially 2 weeks ago against Columbia City, we were right there with Columbia City and had the lead in the second quarter. And then our offense kind of got stagnated for a quarter and a half to two quarters. And we just can't do that Friday night. So we know, you know, our big challenge is going to be our offensive line up front. We know that they're going to be stout and physical. And we've got to find a way to create some creases to get our backs through and just be able to get first downs and move the ball and get some points on the board. And if we can do that, should be one heck of a football game.
All right, as you guys go on offense, what do you expect to see from the DeKalb defense?
Their base is they say it's a 4-2-5, and for us older guys, that's really just a 4-4. You know, last week against Columbia City, with all Columbia City spread stuff, they were playing with three. And so, for us, what it really boils down to every week, we're either going to see kind of a 6-2 look or a 5-3 look. And they just kind of, because they want to walk everybody up and not give us the edge and try to set that edge against what we're doing with their offense. So we'll prepare for both of those. We do feel like after the issues that was created in the Columbia City game with us struggling to move the ball, they made some adjustments that really worked in their favor. And we feel like we've come up with some tags and tools to help us if we see that exact defense again, that'll help our young men out and fit our personnel and our style with our particular kid that we put on the field. And so it's a matter of just executing. And like I said, they're going to be big and stout up front. And, you know, we're not the biggest team. You know, we just talked a little bit ago that our defense, our guys all under 200. So our offensive line, even though we're starting to get some size out there, we're still lacking a little bit in the strength department. So we got to make up with that with competitiveness and leverage and win that technique battle and just want it more than they want it.
All right. Anything else you want to cover about this week's homecoming game?
I'm assuming that there'll be a lot of festivity, so there'll be a huge crowd. I think our crowds are starting to get bigger. It was really nice. The Pit, which is our student body section, traveled, had a nice group of student body over at Belmont last week. And 2 weeks ago at the Columbia City game, it was another huge turnout by our student body. So we just hope that we continue to do that. Our goal has always been that our fans and our parents and our community will be proud of our young men when they step out on the field to play representing everybody. They've definitely done that so far. So if you haven't seen our young men play, this will be a great opportunity to not only be a part of the homecoming festivity and all everything that goes with that, but a great night for all high school football and see two really good football teams get after each other.
Now, if we could just get some fall-like weather, we'd be set.
That would be nice. It was extremely warm on Friday. I know our kids. I think most of our kids are ready for it to cool down a little bit. There's a few of them that are still enjoying the warmth, but I know I'm ready to get the fall weather a little bit.
Let me ask you this, because I saw you on the sideline watching the freshman game during the week. I've seen you out there for the JV game. As a head football coach and in charge of the entire Huntington North football program, do you enjoy getting out there? And what do you take away from coming out and watching the JV and the freshman teams also?
Well, not only do I watch our JV and freshmen, I get to every middle school game between with Crestview and Riverview. I don't get to see our seventh graders much because we're finishing up practice. And then every Saturday, I'm out watching our PAL kids play in the tackle league. And I just think it's so important. One, I want to see how our kids are doing and let them know that I'm there to support them. And I'm excited to watch them play. But I think it's just, it's good too to know that they have, the coaches and the parents know that they're going to have support from myself and our staff and the high school program. And that all those, whether it's PAL, whether it's middle school, whether it's our freshmen and our JV, that is the future of Viking football. And they're all very important to us. And I think it's important. They need to see me there, know that I'm there to support them and want the very best for them.
All right, let's move on. We'll talk a little college football, or at least pick a few games. You got the Georgia Notre Dame game right. I got it wrong. The Irish came up a little bit short last night, but
they competed.
They did, and you know, I think they showed a lot of people that they belong right there where they were ranked. The Irish come back home this weekend, take on ACC opponent Virginia. Who do you like in this game?
I think it could be a little bit of a trap game. You know, the emotion of going down to Georgia and coming so close, sometimes that can be emotionally draining. And then to turn around and come back and have to play another ranked opponent could be tough.
And then have USC waiting in the bin following week.
And so it's a little bit of a trap game, but I will pick the Irish being at home.
Virginia. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Virginia struggled a little bit with Old Dominion last night, had to come from behind to win. So they're not steamrolling things by any stretch of the imagination, so I'll go with the Irish.
Yeah, I'll take the Irish too. I like them at least to cover if you play that game at all. Next, we have Purdue, the Golden Gophers, coming to Ross-Ade Stadium.
I don't know what the quarterback situation right now is for the Boilers, but I would like to think after having a week off and reeling from their loss with TCU that they will find a way to win at home against the Gophers.
You know, I'm going to take the Boilers too. And I just kind of off the games that we're picking, boy, did you see any of the Wisconsin-Michigan game? Line is something else.
Yep, and they got a tremendous back to go with him.
they may be the team to beat this year in the Big Ten.
They very well could be, and I can't wait to talk to one of our coaches on our staff who's a big Michigan fan. when we have our staff meeting, there will be that score and highlights will definitely be brought up.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to cover before we sign off here?
No, just, I'm hopefully try to say this every week, but I'm just so grateful and blessed to be working with the young men here at Huntington North High School, and it's a true joy and pleasure to be around them. And I just thank our parents, our family, and community for everything they do to support our young men, and it's a great day to be a Viking.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and have a great week.
We will. You too. Thanks for all that you do.
You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.